Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Tyne and Wear. Here's the headline. Tyne and Wear is the commercial property heartland of the Northeast, a metropolitan county where running yields sit materially wider than in West Yorkshire or Greater Manchester, where lender depth still runs broad through the High Street and Challenger Panel, and where most of the secondary investment deal flow is being absorbed off rostrum rather than at auction. Let me set the scene. Tyne and Wear is a metropolitan county of around 1.1 million people, sitting at the eastern end of the Anglo-Scottish corridor. Five boroughs, Newcastle-upon-Tyne, Sunderland, Gateshead, North Tyneside and South Tyneside, knit together by the Tyne and Wear Metro, the East Coast Main Line and the A1 and A19 corridors running north to south. The county is bookended by the North Sea coast at Tynemouth and South Shields, and by the Pennines and the Northumberland border to the west. In commercial property terms, Tyne and Wear is the only properly metropolitan market between Leeds and Edinburgh, and Newcastle is the only English core city in that gap. That gives the county a lender, occupier and investor base out of proportion to its population. The occupier base sorts into three layers. First, professional and knowledge services concentrated in Newcastle, banking, law, insurance, accountancy, broadcasting and digital, supported by Newcastle University and Northumbria University. Second, advanced manufacturing concentrated around Sunderland and Washington. The Nissan plant, its supplier base, and the emerging electric vehicle battery cluster at the International Advanced Manufacturing Park, the IAMP. Third, distributed industrial and logistics estates across the county, with Team Valley Trading Estate in Gateshead the single largest established industrial park in the Northeast. Why should an investor care? Because Tyne and Wear delivers a running yield premium of roughly 1 to 2 percentage points over its Pennine peers for equivalent income product. And that premium is held up by genuine occupier demand rather than widened by tenant risk. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 7,237 commercial leaning transactions across the 10 principal Tyne and Wear towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. Alongside that, 27,290 owner-occupier residential transactions in the same window. Every single one of those 7,000 commercial-leaning trades sits in the Land Registry's commercial-leaning category. Limited companies, special-purpose vehicles and corporate buyers, rather than private individuals. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Newcastle-upon-Tyne. Newcastle leads the league table at 2,196 commercial-leaning transactions, just over 30% of the county total. Medium price, £150,000. It's a big nine regional office market, meaning one of the nine largest regional office markets in the UK outside London. Anchored by the Pilgrim Street redevelopment, the HMRC Regional Centre at Pilgrim's Quarter, the Stevenson Quarter and the Helix Innovation District. The student-let HMO and build-to-rent investment market across Jesmond, Heaton, Sandyford and the city centre core is the single largest segment of special-purpose vehicle commercial mortgage demand in the county. HMO is house in multiple occupation, investor parlance for shared housing. Second, Sunderland. Sunderland comes in only 13 transactions behind Newcastle at 2,183. That's one of the few metropolitan counties in England where the second city matches the regional capital on flow. Medium price, £82,500, roughly 45% below Newcastle. 87 keyword-matched office transactions, the largest single concentration in the county, reflect a substantial public sector, university and Doxford International Business Park base. The Nissan plant at Washington and the IAMP supplier cluster anchor the wider sub-economy. Third, Gateshead. Gateshead records 1,062 commercial-leaning transactions at a median of £102,500. The story here is Quayside, Sage's northeast headquarters, the Baltic Arts Centre, and an arts and tech corridor that now reaches across the river into Newcastle. Out at Team Valley Trading Estate, you've got the largest established industrial park in the Northeast. Together, Newcastle Sunderland and Gateshead account for 5,441 transactions, 75% of the countywide flow. Worth a quick word on South Shields too. 621 transactions, £85,000 median, anchored by an active marketplace high street retail core in the South Tyneside coastal belt. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Tyne & Wear has produced a relatively shallow auction clear dataset compared to the Pennine peers. 5 Acuitas lots matched to the county against 26 in our West Yorkshire coverage. Of those 5, only 1 cleared under the hammer with a full price and yield record. 3 sold prior to sale. 1 sold post-auction. That asymmetry tells its own story. Regional investment income at this end of the market is being absorbed in negotiated trades rather than being forced through the auction pricing mechanism. The single fully priced print is the headline reference. Lot 37, 80 The Drive, Hewarth, Gateshead. A children's nursery investment, let at £22,000 a year, sold for £200,000 at the February sale this year. That's an 11% net initial yield. Double-digit yield, consistent with the niche covenant and the sub-quarter million lot size, and a useful upper boundary for entry yields on small lot specialist northeast product. The other 4 lots provide context rather than direct pricing, and 3 of them sit on Team Valley Trading Estate, which gives you a clean read on the secondary industrial and office market in Gateshead. Lot 22 at 1 Octavian Way on Team Valley. A trade counter and industrial unit at £38,750 a year, sold prior to the December 2024 sale. Then a 4 Kingfisher House on Kingsway North, also Team Valley. An office at £28,000 a year sold post-auction in May last year, and the same address reappeared at the July sale and sold prior. And down the coast at South Shields, Lot 42 at 2 and 3 Marketplace. A high street retail unit at £26,000 a year sold prior to the May 2024 sale. The pattern is clear. Small ticket commercial product at sub half million lot sizes is clearing in negotiated trades, not at the rostrum. Reading across the broader market, the yield premium over West Yorkshire and Greater Manchester is broadly 1-2 percentage points wider for similar covenant strength, consistent with the regional risk premium reported in Savills, Knight Frank and CBRE published commentary. For income-focused buyers, that's among the strongest running yield product in the English regions. Which brings us to lender appetite. Tyne & Wear is well-served, concentrated and competitive. High street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC and Santander, all maintain active northeast regional teams targeting prime Newcastle city centre office and well-let mixed-use stock. Lloyds and NatWest in particular have long-standing Newcastle presence. Sunderland and Gateshead deals are generally consolidated through Newcastle-based bankers. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and Counties dominate the £1-15 million special purpose vehicle mid-market. That's exactly the segment where the bulk of the county's 7,000 commercial-leaning transactions sit. Pricing tends to be a touch sharper here than for equivalent product in West Yorkshire or Greater Manchester, reflecting the smaller average ticket and higher running yield. Specialist short-term and development lenders. Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore cover bridging, refurbishment and value-add finance, with particular activity around Newcastle's student-let HMO core, the Quayside conversion pipeline, and the coastal mixed-use refurb trade in Tynemouth, Whitley Bay and South Shields. What to be cautious about? 4 risk factors. First, post-industrial remediation. The legacy of the Tyne shipyards. Coal handling and heavy engineering carries higher ground contamination, structural and listed consent risk, particularly along the Tyne riverbank and the South Shields, North Shields, Jarrow and Wallsend industrial fringes. Second, two-speed office demand. Grade A city centre Newcastle attracts genuine occupier and investor competition, but secondary office floor plates outside the Newcastle core can struggle to attract mainstream debt without a clear repositioning plan. The recurring appearance of Kingfisher House on Team Valley in the auction series illustrates the patience required at sub-half million lot sizes. Third, automotive concentration risk. Nissan and its supplier base remain the single largest economic anchor for Sunderland and the wider Ware sub-economy. And lenders will increasingly stress test electric vehicle transition and supply chain scenarios for borrowers concentrated on that cluster. Fourth, coastal market thinness. The smaller coastal towns have strong residential demand, but thinner commercial transaction depth, which can lengthen disposal periods. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Tyne and Wear commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of yield stability rather than directional repricing. Land registry transaction volumes look stable at the higher end of the post-2022 range. Prime Newcastle city centre office and quayside investment yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clearer rate cycle pivot. Secondary yields across Sunderland, Gateshead and the coastal centres have already absorbed most of the repricing seen in 2023 and 2024. What to watch? Grade A office in the Newcastle Pilgrim Street and Helix Corridor, where occupier flight to quality continues to deepen. The Sunderland and Washington Advanced Manufacturing Pipeline, as the IAMP build-out continues. Quayside-led mixed-use and conversion stock across Newcastle and Gateshead. And the special-purpose vehicle residential investment market across the wider county catchment, where the running yield premium over Pennine and Southern markets continues to attract income-focused buyers. Lender competition for quality income remains intense, which keeps borrowing costs in check for the right asset and the right sponsor. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Tyne and Wear, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.